All right, we are in Shinchav Tesif Dalid, and as many of you noticed, at the end of last week, at the end of the shiur, I was caught on the defensive a little bit. When I started talking about Lakshin Kugel, I was able to handle it for Summer Buddha Beg Zidi, and then I had issues. So we're going to try again.
This week we'll talk about broccoli.
Well, we'll try again. I would like to, before I begin, mention to you, we mentioned in passing regarding pizza. I mentioned that pizza is really hamaitzi. Whether you eat one slice or half a slice or a quarter of a slice, it's hamaitzi. And we all grew up, it's mezainis. And I'd like to explain to you that it's a mechaber. There's no real issue that it's hamaitzi. And the reason we used to make mezainis is explained here as well. It's the last mechaber in Siman Kuf Samaches. Kuf Samaches, if you're saying in Arachayim, not here in Yeridaya. What? Washing, hamaitzi, and benching. The whole business. The Shulchan Aruch says, Pashtida, which is a dough, Hanefa betana, which is baked in an oven, bebasa with meat, or bedogim with fish, oy begvina, or cheese, like pizza. Mevarech alav hamaitzi uberches hamazon. You make a hamaitzi and you bench. So it's prepared in Shulchan Aruch that a dough that's made with cheese is something which requires washing and benching. Now, and the Ramah said, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mevarech alav hamaitzi, hainu afilu loy kava alayu, even if you're not kaveh hasuda. Now you'll say, what do you mean when we grew up? We used to make mezainis. Everyone made a mezainis. So let's see Mishnah Berurah's explanation. Mishnah Berurah says, why is pizza hamaitzi like domino pasaba bekisnin? Why isn't it like other, like kakao shwazim? You fill it with chocolate, you fill it with cheese. What's the difference? The loy mevarech alav hamaitzi, and cake you don't make hamaitzi, but like kava sudah se'alayu. Mishnah Berurah answers, shani hasam, cake is different. It's made as a snack. Something that's dough with a filling or a topping that's made with a snack is for a snack is mezainis. Mashenke pashtida shabumula babasar derech la'ichlam l'ravain ukdelis baya. It's made to be eaten to satisfy your hunger. Vavakumay shar pasu basak shaychel ke'echad. And it's like other bread that's made to be eaten together with meat. So the Mishnah Berurah makes this distinction. When you have a dough that has some other ingredient that it's baked with, that it depends. If it's a derech to eat it lizbaya as a meal, then it's hamaitzi and berachas hamazon. If it's a derech to eat it as a snack, then it's mezainis and alamichya, unless you kaveh asuda. And as I mentioned, when we grew up, pizza was a snack. No, the yeshivas didn't serve it for lunch, and it was I think we used to, the pizza stores were busy Friday afternoon, do I remember? It was a Friday afternoon thing. And you got a dollar, you got two slices and a soda. So I know you guys are older than me, you did it for 50 cents, but anyway, we used to, I say 15 cents, you're really old. But how you mishayer? I don't know how you mishayer. But one thing I know is that pizza, once a week, they serve pizza for lunch in the yeshiva. There are cases where, there are cases where it's subjective, and there are cases where it's objective. There are cases where there are things which some people do, some people don't. Yeah, some people, everyone does. Knish, sometimes a snack, sometimes a meal. I don't think anybody who has knish as a main dish in a meal. Maybe some people do, I don't know.
How many people but are pizza? For lunch and dinner?
All right. It certainly depends on what the derech is, there's no question. And that's the source. All right, we come back to Shin Chav Tes, of Gimel and Dalet, which we learned last week, and our discussion of Rabbi Yashiv's Chumrah. We'll see why it's his Chumrah shortly. Our goal now is to understand it, and then we'll see how we pass it. He said that a Lakshin Kugel presents an issue of Chiyuv Challah. When spaghetti is made, it's made mostly to be cooked. Most pasta is cooked. And we all know a dough that's made to be cooked, cooking is pata from challah. And the issue was, when you make a lakshin kugel, what happens? Now you'll tell me, you don't make a 5-pound lakshin kugel. You don't make that much dough or a 2.5-pound lakshin kugel. So it's less than the shear. The problem was that we learned in Siv Dalid that if you make a dough more than the shear to cook, it's a dasa vashel. You take even a small amount and bake it, that is chayim echallah, since it comes from a dough that was the full shear. So one chumra is you should have to separate challah from the lakshin kugel. And then it said that there's a gzeira derabanan that you have to separate from the whole dough, even the part that's cooked, which would seem to follow that if you make a ton of spaghetti in a plant from one dough, and a small part is used for a lakshin kugel by one Jewish family, that's mechayev the entire pasta with a din challah. Even the stuff that you're eating at home, stamazai, as spaghetti. This is the issue that I brought up last week. Now, first of all, in the United States, I don't, to my knowledge, I may be wrong, there's no Jewish, which one? Linda has their own plan to make spaghetti? All right, so I can't tell you. My understanding was that all the Jewish companies in the United States make their pasta in larger plants that manufacture for many different brands. You're telling me Landau has its own plant? I'm shocked. I'm very surprised. Landau makes health-type products. And like off the record, their healthy cookies are made at Reisman's Bakery with their label. So I don't know where they make the pasta. It's easier to have a bakery than a pasta plant, but it could be.
He's saying they make their own, but what? They have their own plant.
No, they own plant.
Oh, they don't have their own plant. No, so I'm going to take that back. Yeah. Then if they make it in a different plant, then when it's a dough, it's not owned by the Jew, because if it gets ruined, the way it works when you make things in a plant is you get sealed boxes and pay for them. If the item becomes ruined in the manufacturer before you get it, you don't pay for it. It's not yours. It's yours when they give it to you. So the dough is a dough of a guy. Now, Eretz Yisrael, Osem does have its own plant, and really that's where the Shiloh comes up. Now, I want to explain to you that there are two parts to this, because of Sif Gimel. There's a machlokes I mentioned to you, Taisus and Brachis, between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Shimshon. Rabbeinu Tam Shita, which is not brought in the Mechaber, Rabbeinu Tam held that if you make a belilosei of a dough, you're always chayev and challah, even if you're going to make all into spaghetti, you're going to cook all of it. Rabbeinu Tam held that machshava doesn't pater challah, because challah is a din in dough, and even if it's adas levashel, it's chayiv. Rabbeinu Tam held it's chayiv. Rabbeinu Shimshon held it's pater, and I mentioned to you last week that all the Rishayim, Kavad all the Rishayim, hold like Rabbeinu Shimshon, but the Shach and Dalid said to be machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. So there is a chumra, I don't know if you have to be machmir like the Shach or not, there is a chumra to be machmir, to take from all spaghetti is bilasa yava, and there is a idea to be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam Shita and separate challah, which my understanding is printed here, is that Osem does separate challah at that point to be yaitza the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, it's not simple that separation is adequate like Rabbeinu Shimshon, like who at that point it was Potter. So we come back to this discussion. So again, there are two points to the discussion. One point is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that if you make a glossy of a dough to cook, you still chayiv and challah. I told you that Mechaber doesn't say that. In Siv Gimel, I never got back to the two girsos, but that's, we have the girsos of Gimel, Isus glossy of a, the Gugul Adas Lavasha, the Girsa Ava makes it Rabbeinu Shimshon Shita. Now, one of Bali Taisis, the Rajba in Taisis is Rabbeinu Shimshon. Not the real. There's a Sephardic Rajba, which is a famous Ramban's Talmud. The Rajba was a Talmud of the Ramban, the Rebbe of the Ritva. That's the Sardic Rashba. The Ashkenazic Rashba is Rabbeinu Shimshin, who's one of the Bali Taisis. The Rashba and Taisis is it. Now, right. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't matter. Because the Rabbeinu Tam sheet is when you make it to the Lossai of a dough, it's chayiv and challah. Now, if you make it to feed the dogs, or you make it to for the dough to make it to non food, you see a potter anyway. But if it's made, it's ultimately going to be eaten. The Issa is what's Machayev. The Gilgal Issa is Machayev, but the Lossai of a. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. It's Taisus in Brachis. Taisus himself asks on Rabbeinu Tam. And as I said, it's very much a Das Yachid. But the Shach brings it, so it's certainly good to be Machmer to separate a little bit of Chal. But that's not Rabbi Yosha's main issue. Rabbi Yosha's main issue is not like Rabbeinu Tam. If you hold the dough is Potter, and spaghetti is Potter. The issue is Siv Dalid, which has this Chumrah, that even if you make it Al Das Lavashla, Kiyotzebay, and Daite Lavish Menu Ma'at Vafai, if you bake a small amount of it, afilu imba yisei ma'at shir chala, kula mischayeves al yadai, the idea that the entire dough becomes chayev through that. That's what Yosha's chumra. So last week, someone asked, well, what about benzini? What about pasta? So this question bothered me. So I wonder, baked ziti, to my understanding, is first cooked, just like Russian cooking. It's cooked and then it's made to baked ziti. Now, I'm not sure. I asked around the table at my Shabbos table, when they make baked ziti, they bake it to melt the cheese, or they bake it to bake the ziti? Like, they really want hardened ziti? I think the ziti is good soft. So if they're just putting it in the oven to melt the cheese, so then that's not baked. That's not. They're not coming to bake it. So that's what they told me, that lasagna is different. Obviously, the luxury cooker is also. The luxury cooker is also that Rabbi Yosha's chumra is there. Is in that case where you do it.
Now, we usually use it to make bake a little crisp.
The crisp is the burnt cheese or it's the ziti? I think it's the burnt cheese that's stuck to the ziti. The ziti, yeah? You have to bring some in. Yeah, all right, at any rate, this was the issue last week. So in chutz laretz, if the lady making the lakshin kugel separate challah, she could, if she says so, pater the entire dough. Because minamuk, if it doesn't matter, in chutz laretz, even if it's eaten, it doesn't matter. In chutz laretz, you could separate and pater the entire thing. In Eretz Yisrael, though, it doesn't work. In Eretz Yisrael, you need minamukif. And there, it would be a problem. And Eretz Yisrael means, I think, Bishas, well, if you hold Gilgalisa as Machayim, then Bishas Gilgalisa, if I Gilgalisa in Eretz Yisrael, then it's Chayim Achalas Eretz Yisrael. So let me finish. Even though Rabbi Yashiv has the Schumra, it's printed here in the Shurim, they point out here, it's in the printed Piskei Tshuvas Chelek Gimel. I only have Chelek Aleph and Beis at home, and it's a Chachma doesn't have it, so I wasn't able to look. They say it's a printed Tshuva that he wrote in Chela Gimel, and this is his Chumra. However, I mentioned to you last week, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Haisafos of the Miluim, Tishmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, disagrees and holds that if, when you make the spaghetti, it's fully edible, it's not just partially edible, it's fully servable, that at that point, it's nigmar what the dough is made for. If later you make it into a kugel, it doesn't matter. Even more importantly, in the Derech Emuna from Reb Chaim and Chaim Knievsky, in the Hilchis Bikurim has all the Hilchis, all the Matnas Kuna, Perek Vav, I think it was Sivkot and Pehei, Reb Chaim brings this idea that if by a Lakshin Kugel, that if it's when it's made into spaghetti, it's fully servable, it's edible, servable. That baking it later is not mechayiv it. Reb Chaim in his Bikias brings a list of Maramakaimis. He brings a list of Maramakaimis, a couple of Rishainim, a Sefer Chalas Lechem, which I'm not familiar with, that says this, and it seems that even though Rabbi Yashav has a chumrah, if you want to be machmer, be machmer. It's a shalva derabanan. It's a shalva derabanan because it's a gzera derabanan that, because this is really less than the shir, but it's a gzera derabanan, it's said in Shachvav, Chachamim Gazu, this whole thing is a gzera derabanan to be mechayavit, since the dough had the shir chala, people shouldn't learn from here to pattern. So, I think what I'm trying to do this week is to clarify Rabbi Yashav's Chumrah and to point out to you that there is what to rely on. The Shaila of a Derais would be one thing. It's a Shaila of a triple Drabbanim. Because Chalab is Manas as Drabbanim, even Eretz Yisrael. Even when Chalab Yisrael was Derais and Chutz La'aretz was Drabbanim. And even when it was Derais, if you're baking a Lakshin Kugel from a small shear and you Machayev everything, that's all Gzer Drabbanim. Like the Shach says. So it's really a numerous Rabbanans, and we're machmir on the Rabbanans. But we have here a machlaikis, there's certainly a water along. Okay, now before we go to Sif, hey, I'm saying that you have water along, and you want to be machmir.
Where's
the Lakshin Kugel on a pizza shop? They sell Lakshin Kugel on a Beg Zidi. Again, in the United States, it's not an issue because our doughs are made by Goyim. What? Right, since you don't own it as a dough, so it's pata from challah. In the United States, it's not a problem. It's a Goyish dough, so it's certainly pata. The problem is only in Eretz Yisrael, where it's. Where it's a Yiddish dough, where the whole issue comes up. Again, I may be wrong. There may be places in America that are Jewish owned, but I'm not aware of it. I'd like to read something to you. This comes from the Yetzirah department, my Yetzirah. But the old thing about passing halachis from these svarim. He starts to point out. Yeah, he starts to tell you I'm right. You know, I'm reading here from Yashar Shurim. Now, this happens to be superior to the. The Har is also very beautiful, and this is a superior rendition. He has on the bottom, wherever something's not like Rabbi Yashar. He brings on the bottom many things. He missed something here because it's Shir on Brachis. Here, it's absolutely misleading. We learn in Shin Chavav the halachis of a dough that's made l'chalek, a dough that's made to divide among people, etc. When you read this, it's extremely, extremely misleading in the halach. I want to read Shaila Tshuva, Shaila Tshuva, that's what it is. Shaila. He says, in potter, afal pishadaite lechalik bepoyel la'achar afiyah. If you potter from challah when it's daite lechalik baked goods, it came b'chol ha'mafiyah. It's in every single bakery. Le'yischayvu b'afroshas challah. Kimishadaite lechalka le'lekuchais la'achar afiyah. They bake things in the bakery to sell to people. So it's daite lechalik. It should be potter. Tshuva. Oifeshani, your bakery is different. Daite sh'ulai le'kuchais yitztarfu kishir. There'll be someone will buy 5 pounds worth of challah. Somebody will buy 5 pounds worth of cookies. Shaila, isha lasha isa das lachalik liyoladeh. A woman is baking dough. She wants to give it out to her children. Hayim petura, tshuva, yoladim nisuim. If the children are married, bevaday zeh amanos lachalik. That's called amanos to give it out. Your partner. Yoladim sheinim nisuim. What about single children? Tshuva, kivish asmuchin al shulchanai, zehu b'seder, v'chayi b'chala. If they live in your house, that's not l'chalik. Avur shayla, avur bonim ha'ichlam yeshiva. What about those kids are dorming? Tshuva, kivish ha'ichlam yeshiva, einam smuchin asaychim al shulchanai, and they're not included. So let me just tell you, when you read this, it sounds like a lady who's making cookies at home, or challahs at home, and she's giving it out to her married kids and to her son in the dormitory. So she's pata from challah. That's what it says here. Now he made a mishmash here out of the whole thing. I don't imagine that that these words, every word here, may be true, but it's that big mishmash. Shin Chavav was daite lechalik boide botzek. We talked about dividing things when it is dough. We talked about the bakeries that sell the frozen doughs that you make challah. The case of shin chavav daite lechalek is when it's daite lechalek by da'isa, when it's a dough. So here's misleading. First he asks about a bakery. Says impart rapi shdait lechalek b'paya la'achrafia. If you hold that it's daite lechalek after baking, what do bakeries do? He answered a tshuva. Fine. Then he asked. Isha losha isa al das lechalek liyaladeha. A woman made a dough to give out to her children. Heim petura. So suddenly he's over giving out dough. They talk about the dormitory. Who sends dough to the dormitory? So the answer of Yashiv, you send dough to the dormitory. What's it then? So he answered the question. The whole thing is very, very misleading. And my point isn't these halachis. They're certainly written in a misleading and incorrect way, but. I think I mentioned to you, we once had a meeting here of the Kashrus organizations. At that time, it had to do with the bugs and the fish, if you remember. So they use this this room a lot, just convenient for them, those who come, who fly in for the meetings to the airport. It's close to the belt. So they had a meeting down here about the bugs and the fish. And Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky called me that afternoon. He said, I heard you're making a meeting. First I thought he was accusing me. I said, no, I'm not making the meeting. I'm just hosting the meeting. He said, no, I'm not accusing. He said, I just want you to announce at the meeting that whatever they say, the name of Rabbi Yashiv is inaccurate. Whichever way they say it, it's inaccurate. And you can't rely on what you hear from him. Even if you hear it yourself, if you're not malumid, to be by him, that you just can't rely on everything you hear. And he's not a balmaz, but someone once explained to me, I mentioned this by Rabbi Yashiv Shir, someone told me he was once walking Rabbi Yashiv home, so everyone asked him shilas. So someone asked him, are you allowed to read a matzeva in the Beis HaKfaris? So Rabbi Yashiv said, no. He said, I could be mefarsim in your name? He said, yes. He was already walking up the steps. So this other fellow was there. He said, Rabbi Yashiv, the Rav means, if the letters are boilet, if it's not engraved, so of course that's what I mean. That's the case in the Gemara. Like the person asked him a shaila, so the Gemara says kashla shecha. Yes, you're allowed to. So he understood. Yeah, of course you mean if the letters are boilet. But you know, he said not for me. They would have printed a kol kaire not to read letters on a matzeva, and every word of kol kaire would have been true. Rabbi Yashiv said don't read letters on a matzeva. No, but. La halacha la maisa, you can't pass him from it. I think every word in that thing is true. It's just misleading. You know what? It even says here, he asked him about the bakery, which is baked, and then he asked him about this, and it says, after the bakery shayla, it's a shayla tshuva, then it says, cheshvin toshin samachay. Apparently, this was a different time. Then it says, shayla, isha lashi isha das l'chalik. When you read it, you read the bakery and you read the isha. It sounds like it's all talking about baking. I'm telling you is that even every word here may be right. You can't pass an halachas from these things. It's just very, very misleading. Kosh came from storybooks. People come to me all the time. It's a steer to a storybook. And what are you going to do? You know, the storybooks, a lot of the stories they say are just incorrect. Okay. Let's get back to the Eitz HaTov. Sif Hei. We start Sif Hei. I think we started it last week. Okay, we have here something called Teresa. Somehow, I think we started this last week. Teresa, what is Teresa? Hainu Isa Shabli Lasei Racha. A dough, a liquid batter, a liquid dough.
Teresa is a liquid batter?
Well, let's see. That's the beginning of the description. Teresa, don't write anything, I'll tell you what to write in a minute. The Hainu Isa Shibalasi Racha, a dough that has a liquid batter, Bishaifchid Isa Alakira, and it's poured onto the stovetop, Umispashet Aleha, and it spreads out on top of it, the nefis, and it bakes there, Petura. That sounds like a pancake. So that sounds like a pancake. Yeah, correct.
Okay,
Teresa's pancakes. So a small amount of oil that prevents it from burning is not doesn't turn it into a baked thing. Even if you're going to call it nefes, I mean, it does. Cooked things become softer and baked things become harder. So in a sense, it becomes harder. But nevertheless, it's pata from challah. The Shulchan Aruch says, however, avol. That is avol im yesh bekira guma. If the kira has a base kibble, it has a hole. The shayfchid oisal l'seicha. That this is called truknin in the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Tes reish vav kuf nun yun endanun. Truknin in kusav tes vav. It says truknin hainu. Sha'isin guma bekira v'naisin ba kemach umayim uravin ba v'nefesham. That's this case, truknin. So then, choshev lechem v'chayiv. That's considered to be lechem, and that is chayiv in chala. The gra in Zion says sham truknin. Right, the gra says on the page. So these truknin are chayiv in chala. What are they? Sounds to me, I'm not sure, but it sounds like a waffle. A waffle is also the same batter, but instead of being poured onto a flat surface where it's mispashit, it's poured into a mold, like similar to a guma. But something like that is, cupcakes are baked in an oven is certainly included, definitely. Waffles, things that are this type of batter that's poured into something, it's chayiv. Oh yeah, it's got to be the shear, and it's unusual that a pancake batter has the shear. It has to have the shear, and the yeshiva has the shear. They make when they make pancakes. What? Right, because they make for so many people. But it depends. It depends how big it is, of course. No, but the dough. You make a good point. We said Bilasei Racha is not chayiv. You're really right. Bilasei Racha is really not chayiv whilst Bilasei Racha. Oh, it becomes chayiv when it's Bilasei Ava, and then it doesn't have the shear. Unless you take them all and put them into one tzirif sal afterwards. Yeah.
What's the
chiluk
between the two?
The chiluk is the second one is similar to baking, and the first one is not. The first one is mispashit, and the second one it's held together in one place. That's the pashtus of the chiluk.
Even though we're calling the first one the nefes.
Yeah. Right.
We're not considering baking, but
you're right. Lashon, this is the Lashon Mishnah Berurah. It's a little hard. In Shulchan Aruch, in Kusa Mechesef Tezayin, it also talks about the same thing, about Truknin being a Mezainist. If you kaveh sudi, you make hamaitzi. And Teresa, even if you kaveh sudi, you don't. Right, the pancakes are cooked. Even if you kaveh sudi, it's still Mezainist. And the waffles or something baked in a guba is different. Now the Mishnah Berurah's explanation of the difference between the waffle and the pancake, I don't understand. I'll read you the words. Kivan sha'ifin aisa baguma. Since you bake it in this container, in this mold, umiskabeitz ha'isa yachdav. And the dough, he means in a pancake it spreads out. Umiskabeitz ha'isa yachdav. The dough wasn't miskabeitz. It gathers together. I don't know what it means, it gathers together. But it just goes up instead of going sideways. It miskabeitz. This is what it bays. It's kabeitz, so kibbutz, the kabeitz. So I'm not exactly sure the biur in what it is, but I don't know. So anyway, that is the two examples here in the sif, and that's the halacha. Depending on how much you eat, and brachas doesn't have kamina. But Shabura rather brings the yesh machmir in the Magen Avraham. That by cover, even on pancakes, there's a yesh machmir to bench. We're not going to bench over it, but someone wants to be machmir, he'll wash over it. Okay, sif vav. I read the Rambam basik shayfin. I said bishpur. May shkaisa bebeim. May bishem. And I may peris potter. a dough that's roasted on a shpud doesn't have a shem pas. I don't know what the mitzias of this is. I can't think of what we have like this. It's interesting. What? It's finishing off the gemara. Okay. The Darach HaShulchan writes that on the pancakes, he says, we don't have this in Amadina. They felt bad. They were very poor in Linta. No pancakes, imagine. He writes about Teresa and Tripton. He says, Akhan L'Shem the Shulchan Aruch. He says, since we don't have this, so nothing to write. What? Yenna Blintz is right. Okay. Okay, Sif. Ois. Teresa and Truchten, the difference? The Ramah. I think it's not the Derech of Pas to roast it on a spit. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I don't know. It's Gemara. No, yes, it was if you'd roast it without putting anything on it. I don't know. Now, usually the ingredients don't matter by Hilchos Challah. Hilchos Challah, besides Hamayz, there's no difference.
I think if you didn't put anything on it, it would just burn.
Right, but here it's not both sides. Here it's a guma, though. Here it doesn't sound like it has a cover on it. It just can't be mispashed. It sounds like a hole in the.
How's the top part getting?
I don't know. I'm not.
What you're saying, if it's only without a top, then
let's go out to Sifav. Ha'isa yisa liyavsha b'chama. Somebody who makes a dough with the intention of baking it in the sun. Interesting. Drying it in the sun. Bovad petura. He doesn't plan to cook it. He doesn't plan to bake it. All he wants to do is to dry it in the sun. So. Even though it's an Issa, it's not Chayiv and Chala. Also, Koli, which is roasted kernels that must be cut up and kneaded in water or honey and eaten without baking, potter, maybe an oatmeal or some type. If you take this kali, this roasted kernels, or roasted flour, and you make it to bake, then it's chayiv. That's the halacha here in halacha. Now, what's interesting is that we don't. I'm not aware of anything we make to dry in the sun. We do have the pasta couscous is made and dried in an oven. Is put it in an oven, but not to bake it, just to dry it out. But lemaisa, since it doesn't become edible when they dry it out, so therefore it's potter. Now, what's interesting here is that the Yerushalmi, which is the source for this idea, goes on. It says that when you take a dough and you bake it in the sun, even if it becomes totally edible, it's potter from challah. And you're not yaitzi yedei matzah with it. It's in the Pesachim. It says you can't be yaitzi yedei matzah. That's not called baked. You bake something in the sun, it's not called baked. You'll know in Hilchos Shabbos, you're allowed to bake things in the sun or cook things in the sun if the sun is hot enough. The sun doesn't have a din of eish. You're allowed to cook it in the sun. So Reb Chaim Knievsky, in his Derech Amuna, asks, there's a Targum Yenison. Now, when they left Mitzrayim, they put the doughs on their shoulders and they baked in the sun. Gosh Baruch made a bake from the sun. It's the only Chaim Knievsky, right? He is from everything. So here he has Derech Amunah in his Halacha Sefer on the Rambam. He says, hey, does it stem with the Derech Amunah? The Derech Amunah says that when they left Mitzrayim, they made the dough, they put it on their shoulders, and the sun baked it, and they yotzei yedei matzah. And there it says, we're eating matzah because they did that. It must have been matzah. They only ate matzah at night. They didn't matzah by day. They weren't mekayim. Ate it with tzuma v'aisa. Maybe. So wait, so Chaim Knievsky writes, Loi Rabbeinu Tam Shita, it's good. Which Rabbeinu Tam? Sif Yimel. Rabbeinu Tam said, if you make a blilasei ova, I'll das. If you make a blasei ova, it doesn't matter, I'll das what? A blasei ova dough, is chayiv. Now, if you can eat it as dough, the stumbein of Thomas Maskin. But I don't think they planned that it's going to bake in the sun. But the plan that it's going to bake. So they, Mitzrayim, they were Ashkenazim. Mitzrayim, you know that. So they baked it on their shoulder in the oven, but it was Rei Chaim Mishas Gilgul, or Rabbeinu Tamas Gilgul. We serve Rabbeinu Tamas and Das Yachid. What? He's bringing a Targum Yonasan. If you want to look it up, look it up. Even when I read the Targum Yonasan, I need someone to explain it to me. So the way, what?
That
said that
it was baked in the sun?
Yes. Where
is it? Derech
Emunah. Derech Emunah, he brings the Targum Yonasan. Take a look for the pasuk there. I assume so.
What?
It's chalas chutz laaretz. So, you know, see them say that they flew that night to Israel, that they're back. You know, a matzah. Matzah is chayv challah. Chiyav challah is a matzah too. It was matzah. So when it baked in the sun. So the chiyachal is fine. He then Yerushalmi says he not yosi day matzah. Oh, you mean I'm saying Rabbeinu Tam? That's true. I'm taking Rabbeinu Tam as a sheet in hilchas challah and I'm plugging him into not me. This is with kasha. Rabbeinu Tam holds it by hilchas challah, which says avisa sechem, which is isa. And Chai Kineski is applying it to dina matzah, which is not totally in diet. That's a good question. I don't know. You can bake more than 18 minutes, there's no problem. Yeah, while it's baking, it can take an hour, it doesn't matter. It's only if it stands not in the oven that it's a problem. In the oven, it can stay as long as it wants. There's no 18 minute limit in the oven. The. So fine, it's not a problem. It could be more. I agree with you, but it could be it was longer, but it doesn't matter. I don't know. The Rechai Kineski has the Ahol Shtikl Taira based on a medrash that the morning sun is the sun of Gehenim and the rest of the day is the regular sun, and they left in the morning, and the sun of Gehenim is Chamit Feria, which also goes through Gehenim. He has all nice Shtikl Taira. And then he says, but that medrash that says the morning sun is the sun of Gehenim is not the maskana of the medrash, so my teretz is no good. But it's a very interesting Shtikl Taira. But to what time? Okay.
But, okay.
Anyway, that's the comment on Sivav. So Zayin, again, an easy simin. We have to understand it. But no chalukideis lechem ha'osi lekutach. Kutach is a famous food in Shas because it has made of a number of ingredients, including milk, so it's in Hilchis Basa B'Cholav, including a large amount of salt, so it's in the Dinu of Davacharif, and including Kutach HaBavli, and including some spoiled bread, which is why it's in Hilchis Pesach. It's in the first Mishnah of the fourth parak of Pesachim. It talks about Kutach HaBavli. So if you make a dough planning to use it for Kutach, Maiseh Mechichin Aleha, it's nikkur, it's made for kutach, and it's potter. Now, if you made kutach, you could explain it. We never make kutach, so what's pshat? So there are two birim. Rashi, this is Brachas Lamed Zayin, Rashi says kutach bread is made in the sun. So there's no chiddush that it's potter. The chiddush is the following. Aso ke'evim, dahaynu sha'or chai v'aso v'tzuras lechem. If you made the kutach bread, which you're just going to chop up anyway and add to the dip, but if you made it in the shape of a good bread, it's chayiv midrabanan. There's a chayiv drabanan because it looks like you're making real bread. However, imlav, if it's not made in suras lechem potter, things you're going to chop up, you don't bother to make it look nice. You make it, the Rambam's lotion is like planks of wood. You make it just rows of dough. And then kutach is potter. Now that's Rashi Shita, so it's not negat us at all, because we don't have anything that we bake in the sun. The Rambam Shita, the way it's explained by the Radvaz, is no, it's talking about regular baked bread, but when you're breaking the bread, your plan is to cut it into pieces and use it as a part of a dip. It's not going to be a hamotzi bread. It's going to be part of a dip. It's, that's what it's made for. What? So maybe like the croutons in a salad. I don't know. So one second. So it says here, according to Radvaz, if you make a bread with the plant to chop it up and add it to the kutach, it's pata from challah. But if you make it a good looking bread, like all other breads, it's chayiv, must be derabana. Must be derabana because the batsam it's pata, what the mizwada looks like. And otherwise, what?
You make croutons to make a motzi?
No. Which croutons? The ones that are pieces of bread, you make a motzi. The ones that are pieces of bread, I believe you may come
up.
So it's hard to understand. I don't know. According to this Radvaz, you mean you might have a makar for it. Maybe. Okay, at any rate, this is the rule. And this din of kutach, seems again to be a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, any b'lilosei ova is chayiv. He said if it's made of full dough, then the meimach shava doesn't patter it. So if it's made to do in the sun, I understand. But if it's made to bake and to put into a whatever it is, right, it seems to be something of a kasha or a Rabbeinu Tam shita. And again, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is the kasha. Because if you don't bake it, if you don't make lechem, then it's
butter. But the meimach shava doesn't make a difference.
It's only if you're going to make it into lechem. If you leave it as dough, then it does, because you find that if you're going to make it bread for the dogs, it's potter. So, anyway, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked this kasha. He says that the kutach bread was spoiled. Rashi always calls it lechem ofush. It was spoiled, so it could be if you bake it in order to spoil it, in order to ruin it, and put it into the kutach. So that's like isas klavin. We're going to have later that if you make a dough to make a bread to feed to the animals, so if the royim eat from it sometimes, it's chayiv. But if you make it just for animals, it's part of amchala, because animal food is not human food, even though it's edible. So he says, when it's made to be spoiled, it has that same category.
Spoiling it to use it for another process.
Maybe because it's a tuffel in the food. Okay, so this is Sivzayin, Sivches. Sivches, it's hard to know what the chiddush is. Isa shanilusha b'mayim reischin. Do we have anything like that? You take flour and you mix it with boiling water?
This is dough.
Dough you mix with cold water. A dough shanilusha that was kneaded. That means it was made from flour. B'mayim reischin. Ben shalos reischin agabe kemach. Ben shalos kemach b'reischin. Doesn't matter if the hot water was first and the flour was second, or the flour was first and the hot water was second. Chayeves. Beit Shenefer, Betaner, Beilfis, Belay Mashkin. It doesn't matter with what it's made, even though this really means it was cooked first and baked second. That's like the Lakshin Kugel, it's cooked first and baked second. But here, when it's cooked first, it's not edible yet. So even though you knead the dough with boiling water, it doesn't change the halacha, nothing changes, it's all the same. So as I said, the question is, my kamash b'lo, and I'm not sure here exactly what the chiddush of the sif is.
If you bake it,
but it means without you make it into a kugel type thing. You make it sif test is the gaya. It's interesting with bagels. I told Aruch HaShulchan writes that he doesn't have pancakes, but then he writes igulim. That's his word, igulim, that they throw in mayim reischin before they bake is hamaitzi. It sounds like igulim are bagels. So nitta, pancakes they didn't have and bagels they had apparently. So they had to do bris, and they can do a bris without a bagel. But, okay. Anyway, siftes is very nagaya.
Big holes in the bagel.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, I know you get very excited. Pancakes, bagels. Lachas mezuzah, no one gets so excited. Siftes. Achashulcha rice, this is a toast that's shchiach by people. There are many people who think cake is pata from challah. I don't know why. Siftes. Isa, a dough. Shanilusha, that was needed. B'mei peiris. Afilo b'loy mayim. Shum mayim. No water. It's a pure sweet bread. Chayev is b'challah. Even though it's made sweet, it's not made as a... with water, it's chayev es b'challah. Now the Rosh, the Siftes, the Sifkaten test, the Shach says that Harosh Piter, to see what this Rosh holds, if there's zero water, the Rosh paters, v'chein abar tenura, mistapik v'davar, v'chein yesh lahafrish b'loi bracha. Therefore, you should separate out a bracha, oyim yesh lo isa shalei horma, or if you have a dough that you didn't separate challah from, put one next to the other. There's a suffix. The Shach holds to be chayshish for the rush, that it's not chayiv. To be only chayshish for chumri, you have to separate challah. You separate, to be chayshish for chumri, you have to separate challah. But since the rush patters, so when it comes to suffix brachis, we don't want to get into a suffix brachis, and therefore we do it without a brachis. The makar, I think, really it's Yerushalmi. There's Yerushalmi, there's a machlekes, I think it's Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, or Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, I don't remember the names. Yerushalmi that compares Hilchis Matzah to Hilchis Challah. And it says, just like matzah has to be made with water, if you make matzah with May Peris, it's potter. It's not matzah, you know, it's a day matzah, it's a loiboli de chimutz. So the same thing, by challah, if it's made with pure May Peris, that it's made pure May Peris with no water, then it's not mechuyev and challah. It's potter mechallah. And they, according to that, even if you had one drip of water, it's already chayiv. The halach is on Pesach, the reason we don't have apple, egg matzahs, they make with apple juice, is because even though apple, we have a Kabbalah, apple juice and flour can't turn into chametz. May peiris and flour can't be chametz. Nevertheless, since it says even a mashu of water causes to be machmitz niyad, therefore we are machmir on this whole thing. And we don't make egg matzahs, but in theory, it's possible. A chaylu can't have only egg matzahs. We allow him if the matzah is made shmura kedin, whatever shmura means, and shemitzes matzah. We allow a chaylu to eat. The ikar adin is that something like that is not chayav mechala. Now it's interesting. It's not chayav mechala, and you can be yotzi day. And you could be yaitze de matzah. You're not yaitze tzchsar in masa ashira. You're not yaitze the full mitzvah matzah, but it's lechalik. You're not yaitze lechamayni, but you're like one aspect of matzah yaitze, one aspect of matzah you're not yaitze. So the Yerushalmi, there's a machlaikis whether we compare that. I think it's the same anything except for the seven yad shach adam, seven primary mashkas, which we'll see in a minute. I mentioned here in the Mefarshim. If it was pure eggs, like an egg kichel. Yes. An egg kichel would be potter like the Rosh, still chayiv. According to Shulchan Aruch, it's still chayiv. According to the Rosh, it's potter, so you would separate without a bracha. Now look at the Beis Hillel on the side. You have Beis Hillel on the side. It says, Izo Shem Beperez, Avalai Shulchayiv Zachala, Oid Besif Yud. We're going to see him in its Sif Yud. Sif Yud, it says, Yeshli Zoher, Milolosh Bemeperez, Shedim Shiva Mashkin. You should be careful never to make pure egg kichel, egg and flour. Why? The reason for that is because it's not a kabel tumah. It's not a kabel tumah. So then our challah, you're not allowed to burn it. If you take flour that was never touched water, and you mix it with apple juice or eggs, and you make an egg kichel, just eggs and flour, then that egg kichel, you separate challah, it's not a kabel tumah. So when you separate challah, you're not allowed to burn challah that's not makabel tumah. So we're going to have that in a minute in Sif Yud. On that, the Beis Hillel writes, "Mashakasa b'siftes isha nusha bebe peris hanshi usha b'yayin shemen oidvash v'dvash u'dvash devoirim chayeves b'chalo huadin sha peris." If it's made from the Shiva Mashkin, then it is chayev. Ulfize. Mashanoigin lolosh isis g'doylos in dvash devoirim. The meaning to make some type of honey cake with honey and flour sheish v'm shechalim kar b'shuk chayeves b'chalo. V'oilam einin is har b'zeh. The olim is not careful. Efshin the seibchid the lahar rosh. Isin the shumbe beperes tur bechalik kavish kosav atur bishmai. Chenayig lahakel. Then noyig to be mekel to be semach on the rosh. V'nei v'sheish lachish gam das harambam. V'yafish b'loy bracha ayim b'shach v'kalahavin. The shach says the same thing. So he already brings this minig to be mekel. And b'loy bracha, okay. The Pesachei Tshuva brings this back. So it brings upon him, Iris says the same thing, to be careful. Alright, so this is a Zahirus that people make the mistake. We find in the time of the Beis Hillel that people already made the mistake, and it's... Yeah, our flour today is all bleached. There's no Shaila, only the Pesach flour, which is not bleached. All our flour that you buy in the store, it's chitim already. It's soaked in water, and therefore it's all mukshel lekabel tumah. So it's not negeya to our flour. Okay, and finally sif yud yesh li zoyer me lolush b'mei peiris she'ena mishiva hamashkin. Should be careful never to make a dough again, a flour that was never made wet, with May Paris that are not from the Shiva Mashkin, Elam Ken Yarvimo and Echa the Shiva Mashkin, unless you mix in a little bit of water or one of the Shiva Mashkin. So we'll see in a second. The Ramah says, Aymer Chayim, Simin, it should be Kufsabaches, says Kufsadiches. Biarti Mahim a Shiva Mashkin. I'm sorry. Barachayim kuf tzadikhes is correct. I thought it was something else. Biarti Mahim a Shiva Mashkin, which are Yad Shachadam. You have kufnun ches, okay. Vim ovar v'losh b'loy zayim ashkin. What if somebody made it without the zayim ashkin? Lo yisrei fachalo. Elitereis l'kayin cotton. Now this thing I'm giving to a kayin cotton is only a chutzlar. It's interesting. There are more Eretz Yisrael to kayin. You can make a mistake. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat chala, even if you're a tamei meis. A cotton is also tamei meis. In Eretz Yisrael, even a tamei meis. We're talking now about real chala ta'ira. We're talking about challah was never mushal kabel tuma. A tummy mace in Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to eat challah. Challah is chutz laaretz, since Chazal were goyza tuma on the whole chutz laaretz, a tumas mace. So the only somebody who's tuma yaitzim a gufay, only a zav or a bakeri, is not allowed to eat challah tahira, and therefore we have this minig to give it to a cotton and to be yaitzim with that, and. Says here somewhere on the page that even adding a drip of water is enough. I'm not sure. Somebody on the page says it. If you eat one drop, it's enough. If you're missing not water, one of the other Shiva Mashkin, then it has to be rice. But water is different. Water changes Meperis into water for purposes of Hilchas Matzah. What? We have this Kabbalah by Meperis that if you add a little bit of water, it causes it to be Chaymet. It gets whatever the attributes of water are. So I don't know why that's Nafkamino Fuchsho Kabbalah, I don't know. But it's chashiv, even a small amount of water is chashiv by May Peris, because it changes it over into whatever the attribute of water is. Yeah, Zav, okay. You know, Zav needs Mayim Chayim, needs spring water. Zav needs Mayim Chayim, needs spring water. Yeah, it's possible. He has to hold Achanis the right way, and. Yes, do crap. So, what? There's no shaitis to mezainis. Also, they make it with water anyway. But the al flour is mukshar kabel tova, and our mezainis rolls are made with water. The question is how much water. They're certainly made with quite a bit of water. The tipa is enough to be mechayev. Yeah, he means the other way. He means that it has no water, but they all have water. The Zionists, I mentioned to you last time, the Mechaber and Ramah argue. It's a catchy word, so it's easy to remember. The Mechaber says, if it's nicker, that it's made with eggs or mepeiris, it's mezainis. Nicker. The Ramah says, it has to be iker. Not nicker. Nicker means noticeable. So an egg challah is a mezainis, according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Mechaber. Because you can taste that, it's an egg challah. The Ramah holds it has to be ikr. It has to be a sweet bread. It has to be a cake type of a bread, and that's the only way that it's a true mezainis roll.
Does ikr mean
majority? The ikr taste. It has to be. I don't know how you measure ikr taste, but it has to be primarily a sweet type of.
But if you're using for lechem, sometimes they make a cinnamon cow or something. The other way.
If you fill it with something, yeah. A filling makes it pass a bubble kiss, then you can have a shower the other way. All right, so. Yeah, our kernels are all washed. In this case, they weren't. They were. What?
They just wash out the kernels from the bugs and the yucks.
Why yuck? Kernels. God makes things very clean and neat. There are no grasshoppers in kernels of wheat. No. If the grasshoppers are there, you don't have kernels of wheat. And if the grasshoppers, anyway, they don't eat wheat. They eat the stalks. They eat the wheat. Okay, here's a big kasha. How could it be not mushul kabel tumah? They didn't wash it off before they used it? The answer? No. You know, I always feel people have this picture of behind the scenes. You go into a nice restaurant, or yeah, behind the scenes everything is pristine and perfect, and then suddenly they have a grade pending or a B, you know, or a C. It's just not that way. In many places it's just not that way. All right, the
what? The fly is anyways with water. How can it be different?
No, he was asking the guy to be mezainis bread, not the guy to be challah. He is asking the guy to be mezainis. You're going to have a problem. If you make a pure egg matzah for Pesach, you have a problem with the challah. You probably should make it less than this year. All right, we have one simon left, the last simon shin lamed, and also it's a quick simon. To another set of halachos.